Welcome, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, my wingman, Colonel Rafer Brown, special guest host Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, special guest Mac Latimer in the studio. I'll explain more details in just a moment. My board operator, normally Shelby, she's out. I've got Nanito pulling the reins, doing a fantastic job. The number here is 254-697-6633. We're simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at KRXT 98.5 FM. You want to check us out on Facebook Live to get to see my ugly mug. It's Aaron's Gun Shop, Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. All programs are put into podcast form. You can re-listen to them, share them with whoever you want on Podbean, Apple, and Spotify. Check it out. Whole bunch of downloads already. Add to it. I want to thank all my sponsors. If you go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page and scroll down, you'll see all the sponsors who have supported the program. And if you would like to become one and donate privately, I'll say thank you very much, because it's greatly needed. It takes a lot of money to support two programs, two shows on two stations, and your help is greatly appreciated. So support the sponsors who support the program. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook. Follow us. The whole works. Welcome. Colonel, how you doing this morning?
Fantastic.
I caught you right in the middle of a swig, didn't I?
Yep. caught me with a coffee, and we're loaded for bear today with a little honesty about Islam. And it's going to amaze a lot of people.
Put your seatbelts on, okay? Put your seatbelts on. Christine Stevenson.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm hot in this sweatshirt. It's coming
off
pretty
quick. Why are you wearing that sweatshirt? So I'm going to be giving some last-minute tips and suggestions for the October 16th filing due date for tax returns. They are due. If you filed an extension back in April, they're due on Monday. And even if you didn't file an extension in April, it's still due. So I have some things I'm going to talk about there.
You know, Christine, you have an incredible business. You know why?
Why, Matt?
Because no matter if people like what they're doing or not, they've got to get their taxes done.
They're going to
do
taxes.
It. That's right. And Christine
I'm
can
sorry,
keep
I
your...
I said that with too much...
And Christine can help you get it done right if you got a challenge with it. Now, I've got a special guest, Mac Latimer. Now, Mac, you've been on my other program. I was able to get you here today. Why don't you tell us real quick who you are, and we'll talk to you a little bit later, too.
Yeah, so I'm Mac Latimer. I'm running for Congress for Texas District 31. Right now, we're fighting the fight to drastically reduce the size and scope of the federal government. Frankly, we need to get back inside constitutional bounds. We have a government that was designed to be a federalist system where states control domestic policy and the federal government deals with foreign policy. We don't have that, and we frankly have a congressman who's throwing more money on the fire rather than taking us the other way.
That sounds great. I know everybody out there is cheering. I'm sure people want to call up and ask you some questions. We'll be talking specifically to Mac at around 10:30. He'll be in the program all day, but specifically we'll focus in on him at about that time. Let me set the table here, tell you what's coming up on the show highlights. I got devotional and announcements coming up. True stories, always do that at around 11:30. Word of the day in a moment. Quote of the day by the Colonel. Judge Isaacs cannot be in the studio. He'll be calling in at around 9:15. Katie from Moz at the bottom of the hour. The Colonel doing his thing right after that. And then I guess we'll just go right there to the word of the day. The word of the day. I like to do the word of the day because, one, it's an educational thing. Two, I focus in on an article that I want to talk about more so. I don't want it to get lost in the shuffle. So here's the word of the day. The word of the day is socialist. Socialist, or actually, the word of the day is socialism. It's a noun. Definition: a political and economic theory of social organization which advocates the means of production, distribution, and exchange should be owned or regulated by the community as a whole. There goes your independence. It comes from this headline: Democratic Socialists of America. Oh my gosh, just right there you want to vomit. Cheer Palestinian terror in New York. So here we are. Here we have the United States of America, the Republic. And we've got a department here, Democratic Socialists of America. Democrat, socialist, like the Colonel always says. You say democracy, they mean socialism. Okay, you got to watch the words. So give me a call, 254-697-6633. Put the word socialism into a sentence, and I got a prize for you. $40 gift certificate to Moz, coffee cup. We'll get you something. Colonel, what's your quote of the day?
This is kind of divided. There are two statements. Kill them, kafirs. Kafirs are non-believers in Islam. Kill them wherever you find them. Kill them. Such is the reward of the non-Muslim. If you are killed in the way of Allah, you have forgiveness. Kill Jews and Christians.
That's too easy of a quote, Colonel. I'm kidding. But I know it. I know it.
You may not know who said it, but you may know who repeated it.
Interesting. Maybe I'm getting it mixed up. We'll find out soon, I'm sure. Let me continue on here. Biden slammed for hosting barbecue while Hamas holds Americans captive. Barbecue first, America last, comes from a political commentator. Now, I want to make a comment about this. I got to cut a fraction of slack on this point. The barbecue was set way in advance. The day happens at the barbecue, that's when the president stands up and says, listen, I'll designate it to somebody else. This is too important. I need to go conduct business for the people and support Israel. Yet he goes to the barbecue. That's my problem. Any objections to that?
No.
Hey, Mac, do me a favor. Pull that mic over for you.
Yeah.
Just touch the metal frame, not the mic. It'll make static. All right, we'll talk about that. Continuing on. This quote is from ex-Israeli Prime Minister Bennett. He's asked a question and erupts with anger. And the question is, are you seriously asking about Palestinian civilians? He was asked, they were more concerned about Palestinian civilians at this point in time, talking to this Jewish prime minister who says, we're at war. We're at war. You're making it sound like I'm the bad guy. They're the ones who attacked us. President Trump says attack on Israel, quote, would never, ever have happened with him in office. And I totally agree. United Arab Emirates, isn't that one of them he worked with? UAE sides with Israel, condemns Hamas for nihilistic destruction. I had to look that one up. It's an adjective, rejecting all religious and moral principles and the belief that life is meaningless. Here's a report. Iran helped Hamas plot attack on Israel, greenlit the invasion. Trump says Biden admin's $6 billion ransom to Iran responsible for a terror attack on Israel. So you see how it all connects? Connect the dots. Here's a flashback. Trump warned Biden's Iran deal would have deadly consequences. Voila, here we are. Here's another report. Hamas left knives inside of Israeli children, murder in front of parents. Now listen, if you're going to go to war with somebody, why do you got to mess with the civilian population? If you're going to invade it, it's like we, correct me if I'm wrong, Matt, because I know, and Colonel, we mark military institutions. We mark military sites. We don't go after civilians. We do everything we can not to hurt a civilian. These people are killing women, raping women, killing children.
Yeah, if this was a military attack, then they would have gone after military targets. But they specifically targeted civilians. They specifically targeted hostages to bring them back across the line. Like this was terrorism.
I will address that.
Okay, and they also, their basic core ethics is eliminate the Jewish population.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Terrorist watch list encounters at U.S. border are up over 7,000% under Biden. I saw this promo from somebody sending it in the mail. It says, since taking office, Joe Biden has allowed, and it scratches out the six and turns it into an 8 million illegal border crossings. After repeated days of recorded border crossings, we have reached 8 million illegal alien crossings. Soon, Biden will have allowed more immigrants in 3 years than Ellis Island did in all 62 years of operation. I wonder if people know what Ellis Island is for another day. Rand Paul says Wuhan lab COVID connections and cover-up will bring down Anthony Fauci. I hope so. I've been talking to you about RFK Jr. right from the get-go when I knew he was going to run. I said, uh-oh, that guy's in danger. The Kennedy name has bullets attached to it. I don't know why. JFK taken out. RFK taken out. Teddy Kennedy didn't want to go because he's probably smart enough to say, I don't know, I'd rather drink and drive over a bridge instead of run for president.
Against the socialist brand of democracy in the terms of the socialist.
Well, RFK Jr. ditches the Democrats to pursue 2024 presidential bid as an independent. And this is brutal. RFK Jr.'s own siblings denounce him and endorse Biden. And then this article connects it all together. Ex-CIA Director Hayden publicly calls for assassination of GOP senator. Not an independent one, but a GOP senator. It just makes you, it opens up a window into how the alphabet agencies work.
The CIA is totally infiltrated, as is the National Intelligence Agency.
All right, I got 1 minute. Biological men take gold and silver at Chicago women's cycle races. It's a shame. You people, you men out there who want to act like women and do this, you're losers. You're total losers. Masked cartel hitmen armed with rifles announce purge in shocking video. Now, these cartels are the south of the border. They're crossing the border. If they're going to purge you with armed rifles, it doesn't take much for them to cross an open border. New York appeals court stopped judges ruling to break up Trump's businesses. That's a huge blow to New York AG Letitia James. And then finally,
she has no authority.
I want to hit this one, Colonel. Arnold Schwarzenegger blast Democrats. They want to F up every city in America. Unbelievable he said that.
It is true.
We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes. 254-697-6633. See you on the other side.
And you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Welcome back, everybody. everybody, to the Aaron's High Cab Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. The Colonel, Rafer Brown, Christine Stevenson, and we have Mac running for which district?
Yeah, Texas District 31.
31, thank you. Yep. And we've got, help me out here. I'm losing my train of thought. I have Andy Isaacs on the line. Jeez, man. It's okay. I've still got half a thermos of coffee left. That's the problem. All right, Mac, we're good. Now, Andy Isaacs, how you doing today, sir?
I am so wonderful, I can't understand it. I'm at a trail ride, getting ready to ride out here in a minute. It's just, you know, great. Let me tell you something. Have y'all noticed the world's kind of got turned upside down, hasn't it?
Upside down and inside out.
Last Saturday. Yeah, somehow last Saturday it's upside down. Let me ask you a question. You know, everybody out there in radio land and everywhere else, what is your plan? What is your plan? And I'm really not looking for an answer, because if your plan is not to get your spiritual man right, then you ain't got no plan. I don't care if you have a stockpile of ammunition big as the guy at Fort Hood. It won't make any difference if your spiritual man is not right. If you're not ready to go right now to be in heaven, then your spiritual man is not right. Now, we all got a job here on this planet to do something and to worship and to be part of what God's plan is. And I think you guys are in God's will and in God's plan with what you're doing. I absolutely believe that. But if we don't get our spiritual man right, it really don't matter what you do. It really doesn't matter how ready you are, how much preparedness you have, how you've got stockpile of ammo and food and a shelter and all that. Because if your end product's not going to heaven, then what difference does it make? You know, the truth is that God's got a plan and a purpose for all of us. And we've got to make sure that we're finding our place in it. If we're not, then we're spinning our wheels. Because right now, what's happening in Israel is absolutely horrible. Horrible. My personal opinion is y'all push them into the sea. And I'm not talking about just the Hamas fighters. All of them. And 50 years ago, I'm watching 60 Minutes back when I was, you know, like two. No, we won't discuss how old that long. But we're doing a deal about the Palestinian problem then. And you got 2, 3, 4, and 5-year-old kids saying, we're going to get our homeland back. We're going to run them Jews out of there. Now, that was 50 years ago. And if they're hearing that very same thing for 50 years, they're not going to really care about the Israelis. And they'll say whatever they have to say to get to stay, and then they'll do it again. Push them into the sea. Push them into the sea. And get them and completely take that over. And that's what they, you know, that's my opinion. You know, I'm not God, so I don't know. I know that's hard to believe, but I'm not God, so I don't know what's going to happen next. But our world is turned upside down, inside out, in every other way. And it's a signal that he's getting ready to come back. So you need to get yourself right.
And Andy,
you need to get right.
Andy, that is why I always ask you to pray a revival prayer. We all must come together in unison and scream to the Lord. And like I always say, like the Bible says, the widow to the judge, which you are, bug the heck out of the judge until the judge says, I fear no man, or whatever situation, but this woman's driving me crazy. Give her what she wants and get her out of here. Let's do that to the Lord, Andy.
Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Lord, rescue us. Help us. Guide us. Direct us, Lord. We need you so badly right now. This country needs you. We need to be on fire for Jesus. We need to be on fire for God. Lord, help us light the fire, Lord. Help us to be that. Lord, help us to defend those that are undefensible. Help us to do the right thing. Lord, help us to stand up and be ready, to be counted as one of your sheep, to be counted as one of your soldiers, Lord. Just help us to do all that. Help us to be ready. Because if we don't get there, who's going to? Lord, we ask you to step up. Step us up. Help us to be ready. Lord, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen this afternoon. But I do know this. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Direct our paths. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, fellas, MSR Ministries is having a big trail ride and an auction on November 4th. And we need you. The auction will start about 3 o'clock, and we need you to be there. Bring cash if you can. And we'll have all new items and jewelry, camping and hunting equipment, fishing equipment, furniture, you name it. Because Diamond Wishes Children's Charity has 400 corporate sponsors, and they bring all the stuff, and we get all the proceeds. And that helps us keep going as a ministry. We had a great weekend with the vets last weekend. We had two people make confessions of faith, and it was fabulous all weekend. It was just fabulous. The vets just really started. We got the women vets coming the 17th through the 21st, I believe, is the time on that. So
what do you need?
Bless you guys.
Andy, in what form do you need help? Monetary, I know, but do you have positions available for people?
Well, you know, if there is a ladies out there that feel a calling to help in the kitchen, we always need kitchen help. That's always. At the women's retreat, we don't allow men to be there. My visibility during that's real small. You know, some of those women have been through some pretty traumatic things, and they need to be able to talk about it, and they don't need no man around to do it. So we do that. But anytime anybody wants to volunteer, hey, if you want to volunteer to come out and ride in my tractor and shred for a couple of hours, that would be fantastic. Whatever you think you can do, we would be glad for it. And let's remember, make sure that everybody remembers Bill Huffman in the hospital. He needs a heart, and we need to pray him one in. I think we can get that done.
Yes, sir.
So msrministries.org is the website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. 512-455-2552 is the phone number. Hey, God bless you guys. You know, have a great day.
All right, Andy, you take care. Be careful now. Andy Isaacs, Judge Andy Isaacs. I want to thank McGuire Tire, Casey and the gang, for sponsoring this segment of the program. I've been dealing with Casey and them at McGuire Tire for the last 20-plus years. When it comes to tires and a whole bunch more, they took care of me. They're going to take care of you. So before you go somewhere else, check them out. They've got two locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114. In Belton, it's 254-939-1357. Or simply, yeah, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors who support the program. I do devotionals Monday through Friday. Been doing it for a long time to a long list of people. Been blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio, and today will be no different. And what I do is I normally pick one from the course of the week to read here on Saturday. And I believe if you're on my list out there, I think I'm rereading the one from yesterday. Here it goes. Good morning. In both the physical world and the spiritual realm, Proverbs 22:3. The prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it. I continue. The prudent also copies the ant, .. Proverbs 6:6-8. Go to the ant, O sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Without having any chief, officer, or ruler, she prepares her bread in summer and gathers her food in harvest. I continue. Like the second coming of Christ, .. Matthew 25:13. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. I continue. While either waiting upon the Lord or waiting upon calamity, being prepared is best. Matthew 25:1. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 of them were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. And I close. One of our founding fathers says it well also. Quote, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Life here in this country is not the way it used to be. Let's pray for her and do our best to protect it, others, and ourselves. Have a blessed day. So there you go. We plant the seed, sprinkle a little bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the growing, share it with who you want, don't cram it down anybody's throat. I want to go over the word of the day again. And the quote, and I want to make a comment from one of the paragraphs here in this article. Article headline, Democrat Socialists of America cheer Palestinian terror in New York. Go down 3 paragraphs. The Democrat Socialists of America, which counts 4 Democratic members of Congress as members, AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Jamal Bowman, and Cori Bush.
There are more.
There's more, but they're very prominent. And you got those people who want to chip away and tear down what we hold dear, and that's the three pillars, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the pillar of God in the center. It's people like that that destroy this country. If they don't like this country, they need to get the hell out. And the same with you out there, if you're the one trying to tear it down. Your concept idea of America is not correct. It's been diluted, perverted for generations. Go back to the basics. Go back to the written word. Go back to the Constitution. It says specifically how it's supposed to be. I've paused. Any comments?
We've got Trevor Loudon has a book, Enemies Within, and a video that he has in this video recordings of over 100 members of Congress committing treason, aiding and abetting the enemy. And this Democrat Socialist of America is very organized, and they helped put a lot of these people, they got feet on the ground, and they worked to put these people in office.
Then go to a break. Be back in 3 minutes. Should have Katie from Moz on the line in just a little bit. See you on the other side.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
Welcome to the Little River Event Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. The number here, if you want to call in, 254-697-6633. Only able to take one call at a time, so if you call and it's busy or you don't get an answer, call back and we'll get you on. But I've got Katie from Ma's. This is a scratch and sniff section of the program. Katie from Ma's place in Harker Heights. Katie, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm getting hungry. Every time you call up, I start getting more and more hungry. I'm going to make noises with my stomach in a minute.
Well, good to know you're hungry, because I got a good menu today.
Well, tell me what it is.
All right. I have blackened catfish with two sides super salad.
Oh.
I have a country squirrel with two sides super salad. And I have our New York strip steak. Two-size super salad.
That catfish sounds delicious. I bet you it's a huge serving, too.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole fillet of catfish blackened to perfection, grilled nicely on the flat top. So it'll come out really nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't been there yet, you can go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, and click on Ma's icon there, and you'll see the menus, the whole works. You need to go out there and check it out. The food is great, servings are large, price is right, atmosphere is friendly and homey, and you're just going to have a good time. You get to see Katie, Vicky, all the other ladies out there. You're going to have a great time. And I think you got a special for the radio listener too, right?
Yes, sir. We got that 10% discount for all of our radio listeners.
Well, that's good to go. They got to tackle you, though, before they get to the register, right?
I'll take a hug.
Okay, take a hug, not a tackle. Very good. Katie, tell us the number, tell us where you're located, and tell if there's anything else you can tell us about across the street.
All right. The phone number is 254-699-0011. We are located at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. And across the street is a work in progress.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you.
All right. Well, we can't wait for it to get up and running and get some orders out of that.
Yeah, I think they're having a few issues with the city of Killeen.
It's paperwork, huh?
Paperwork.
Always paperwork. Well, Katie, look, we love you. Can't wait to see you. Business is booming. People out there need to go take a drive to Harker Heights and check it out, Ma's place in Harker Heights. Katie, thank you very much. We love you. Talk to you soon.
All right. Love you, too. Bye. Bye.
So there you go. Is everybody hungry now?
Yes.
Yes. That catfish sounded really good. Okay. Colonel, give me your quote of the day, and let's talk about what you've got.
Kill them. Wherever you find them, kill them. Such is the reward of the non-Muslim. If you are killed in the way of Allah, you have forgiveness. And by the way, that's the only assured salvation under Islam, is to participate in jihad, which is the holy war. If you are killed in the way of Allah, you have forgiveness. Kill Jews and Christians.
Colonel, I want to set you up before you start. You know how I just said 3 to 5 generations are deluded with understanding what the Constitution really means? They think this is America. It's not. Okay.
Yep.
What the colonel's about to read is basically what I do for the Constitution. And he does, but he's more knowledgeable on the topic he's going to talk about today. He's going to give you clarity of thought and how it is supposed to be, not what people are throwing out there to make you think. So you may get mad, you may be questioning, you may be irritated, I don't know what it's going to be, or you may be totally cleared up in the thought process, but that's what he's doing. He's going to give it to you the way it is, the way they write it, how they're supposed to do it. I've paused. Go ahead.
Well, and you're going to find people that say, oh, I know some wonderful Muslims. I have Muslim neighbors and they're fantastic. All right. It is true. There are bad Muslims who are great Americans, but there are no great Muslims who are good Americans, because it's against their faith and also against Sharia law is a lot more than the Quran, than a statement of faith. A very small percentage, about 14% of the Sharia law is actually deals with religion. Sharia is a complete way of life. So I'm using today a book, Is Islam Tolerant, by Dr. Gene Youngblood, and also Political Islam, Dr. Paul Warner. Now, you can go to Paul Warner's website. Dr. Warner politicalislam.com. Just search for it. And he has all kinds of information there. And he also has a set of books on the Sharia law and Muhammad. And these are very factual books. They quote the Quran and stuff. The way he avoids being attacked, and also with Dr. Youngblood, is to quote their material back to them, because the Quran and Sharia is infallible, according to them. They cannot say anything against it, because that would be a fatwa or a sentence for punishment under the Quran. Who is a Muslim? A Muslim is anybody born to a Muslim parent, either one or both. It's anybody who confesses to Islam. There is a phrase in the Arabic language that if you recite this, and that Allah is the one and only God, then you are a Muslim by your saying this. There is a There is a penalty for leaving Islam. If you say that you're a Muslim, or you're born into the faith, and you leave the faith, then there is a death sentence, a death fatwa against you, and you can be executed at any time, pun intended there. Intel. Our organization, one of the things that's really big with Islam is deceit. And we'll cover this more later. But our intelligence agencies are seated with Muslims. Our government is seated with Muslims. And you cannot get good information. CAIR, C-A-I-R, the Council on American Islamic Relations. They share board members with Hezbollah and Hamas. They are a terrorist organization. Their job is to put out propaganda and misrepresent what is going on. They are the spokespersons that you hear on NBC, MSNBC, and all the major things where they have been subverted by Islam. And CAIR comes out and says, oh, you've got to have peace, or the Israelis are attacking the helpless, poor members of the Gaza Strip. This is the job of CAIR to lie, and we'll get into that also. Surah 3, 151, and this begs that we tell you about the three different books. There's the Quran. This is the, quote, religious portion of Sharia law. Then there's the Sirah, or Surah, which are the traditions and saying of Muhammad. The life of Muhammad is the perfect example for Muslims. Muslims are supposed to, Islam means submit, or a Muslim. Now, the other portion is the Hadith, which is the biography of Muhammad as it's been recorded. So you have three parts. You have his biography, which shows his example and what he has done. And this is the perfect, again, the perfect model. Everybody in Islam is supposed to follow Muslims, or follow Muhammad's example exactly. Intel. We have jihadists all through our intelligence agencies. One classic example is Brennan. Brennan, who was a former chief of the Central Intelligence Agency, was the station chief in Saudi Arabia when the 19 hijackers were given visas and sent to flight school in the United States. Brennan converted to Islam while he was in Saudi Arabia. This is a known fact. When you learn that Muslims have to lie and all these things, then it makes perfect sense what went on. After the hijackers came back to the United States, Brennan came back here and acted to keep them in flight schools and to keep their visas and paperwork straight. Brennan is a treasonous traitor. That's my observation. All right. So let's look at some of these things that go on. And the question, the title of Dr. Youngblood's book is Islam Tolerant. Let me read you some quotations from the Surah 3:151. We shall cast terror into the hearts of non-Muslims. That answers your question about what is the purpose of terrorism. If you are killed in the way of Allah, you have forgiveness. Jihad, kill Jews and Christians. Does that answer one of the things? The question then becomes, who said that? And the answer to that, I'm going to go ahead and give this. Okay, it's Allah as relayed by the angel Gabriel to Muhammad, who dictated it to his scribes because Muhammad was illiterate. He could not read or write. So that's the situation. We'll talk about some more of this in a moment.
I'll tell you what, you could hear a pin drop in here, Colonel. You were saying it in a manner that was able to be received, understood.
It should concern you greatly.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break. Be back in three.
My name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Visit thektheater.com for information about movies, private rentals, concerts, and live theater. The K Theater in downtown Rockdale provides local access to entertainment and the arts. The K Theater Foundation is a nonprofit and survives due to the generosity of its donors and volunteers. Find us on Facebook at K Theater or online at thektheater.com for upcoming events. Located at 350 North Main Street, Rockdale, Texas, since 1947.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron's Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. I'm Matt, your host, finishing up the first hour, final segment. Colonel, I'm getting a lot of commentary about what you're talking about. They think the info is great, asking if we can discuss on points for more clarity.
Okay, I'm going to talk now about deception, and I will talk about the Jews, and this will help put the picture together. But anytime you hear a commentator on the radio talking about terrorists or a Hamas or Hezbollah or something versus Muslim Islam, the problem is not Iran. The problem is not the Jordan or Syria or Hamas. The problem is the religion, the way of life of Sharia. Sharia is not just a religion. Sharia is a political way of life. So anytime you hear somebody talking about a terrorist group, a specific terrorist group, and alleging that it is carrying out some kind of an operation on its own, they're deceiving you, because it is the gospel, it is the total way of life of Islam to attack people. So let's go ahead and ask these questions and see if you can answer them. Is there an enemy who seeks the utter destruction of our cherished way of life? Is it possible that Americans are so apathetic to the point of electing leaders who are complicit and useful idiots? Could the sponsor of the Coexist bumper stickers be part of the Islam mafia using propaganda? Care? Does a true Muslim believer in America have to renounce the Constitution and the Judeo and Christian basis of American rule of law? Is the current call for the destruction of Israel coming out of Iran, some terrorist group, or is it more general? So let's take a quick look at deception. What does Sharia law cover? And I'm going to do a 5-hour course in 10 minutes. So if it seems a little like I'm emptying the whole pot in front of you.
No, that's fine, Colonel, because you give them tidbits, and if it piques their interest, they should go study it themselves
okay,
as well.
I will give you the information so that these people can go to these websites. Dr. Warner's website is a wealth of information, but it is very deceptive what's being broadcast in this country about a lot of things. All right, Muslims believe that war authorizes deception. Lying is a fundamental element in Islam. War is deceit. Sun Tzu said that.
And I totally agree with it. I totally back it up. But that's their way of life.
George Washington used deceit against the British when he built ovens across from New York, from Staten Island, to deceive the British that he was going south for Cornwallis. So they were up there building defenses, getting ready to be attacked on Staten Island. And all of a sudden they realized, oh my gosh, he's gone. He's down there and he's got him surrounded. All right, so there's deceit. City Council appointment in Jackson, Human Rights Commission. And this guy was joining this, and he was asked if he would defend the Constitution. He replied yes, when in reality, a Muslim cannot have loyalty to the Constitution of the United States, as his real loyalty is to the Quran, which is against everything the Constitution stands for and represents. There is absolute control under Islam. Islam means submit. Where we believe in the Declaration of Independence and God-given rights, this is just the opposite of Islam. Now, deception goes deeper than this. There are three categories of lies. A lie against Allah is not permitted in Islam. Surah 693, you cannot... who can be more unjust than he who invents a lie against Allah? And this is one of the things that the Muslims accuse the Israelis or the Jews of lying about Islam and misrepresenting the Bible, because Muhammad listened to the Jews and had arguments with them, and this is what started his hatred for Jews.
Why can't everybody just stay in their lane? Islam stay there, Christianity stay here. Why do we got to cross borders and bother people? Why can't we just leave each other alone? If you want to go behead people, do it in your own country.
Well, there's, you have to understand Islam. There is two categories. There are believers and non-believers. Non-believers are to be killed or converted. That's the only choices. And
that answers that question.
If there are monotheists, i.e., people of the book, Christians or Jews, they're offered the, we are given a little grace and offered the opportunity to convert to Islam. But if you're a multi-theist, i.e., from I lost the word I'm looking for, but the people of India, a lot of them are
Hindu.
Thank you. And the Hindus believe in several different gods, and these people are to be killed instantly. No ifs, ands. Just like we would, a Muslim thinks no more of killing a person that is a non-believer. Now I said
that's
person.
That's a good Muslim.
That's okay. That's a good Muslim. Will kill you because you are subhuman. Non-believers are subhuman, and the children are pigs and apes.
And this is not opinion. He's reading it specifically, their words back. It just, you have to learn the mindset. Know your enemy. Know your enemy.
Okay. And a lie against Muhammad is not permitted. This is Bukhara, and the name, the Bukhara, is a person who translated the Arabic language into English. And the two is a verse, there's a chapters and verses kind of like the Bible. So 2:378. Whoever tells a lie against me intentionally, then surely let him occupy a seat in hellfire. And Bukhari 3:857, a liar is not one who tries to bring reconciliation amongst people and speaks good in order to avert dispute, or he conveys good. There are three cases that he lists. And in battle, you can lie to the enemy. And this is the reason you cannot make a treaty with a Muslim. They will lie to you. It is in their doctrine. And Muhammad did it on multiple occasions. So it is perfectly legal. And he set up the people of Medina when he said that, oh, we won't attack you and we're going to be your friends and stuff. And then 10 years later, he lures them into an ambush and annihilates them.
Ladies and gentlemen, why do you think this show is so different? It's because we don't give you what the lamestream media gives you. We give you the bottom line. We go back to the basics, where it comes from.
Yeah, I misstated there. It was Mecca is where he was a very docile person. It's like that. And he, when he, after he left and went to Medina, where he became a warlord, then that's when he started converting people. He quit arguing in the temple and started forcing people to convert. And at Medina, this one day, they murdered 900 Jewish men, and there, while he sat there with his favorite 12-year-old wife,
you know, Colonel,
he married when she was nine.
You're the let's see, you're a version of Morpheus from the Matrix. He gives you the option to take the red pill or the blue pill. You take the red pill and you see how far the rabbit hole goes. You take the blue pill, you just are oblivious. What you're doing is giving everybody the red pill so they can make better decisions.
This is just the tip of the iceberg. There are two groups. There are the Muslims and then there are the socialists. Socialists or communists will always lie to you also, because they believe the end justifies the means, and they are at war. They are at war with capitalism. The capitalists, the right-wing people, think of politics as a baseball game, all right, or a basketball game. As soon as you call the fourth quarter or the ninth inning, it's all over and we're going to shake hands and be friends. They're going to cut your head off as soon as you turn your back. They'll reach around from behind. That's one of the things that Islam does, is it lies in wait until they have an opportunity to hurt you. People, be aware of what's crossing our border. There are jihadist training campsites in about 26 different states at least. This was 11 years ago. There are more now. These people are all over the country, and they are going to come out of the woodwork.
Well, Colonel, what did I say? I said here on one of those headlines that it went up 7,000%, the terrorist watch that they're finding down at the border.
And let's, so for deception, we have that. And then we have why are the Jews being targeted? And hatred exists today between Muslims and Jews is not just a modern phenomena. It goes back to the 600s when Muhammad was alleged to be alive. Now, there are some that say Muhammad was a composite figure and never actually really existed. That's for another discussion. But the conflict ended in village rapes, looting, murder, and subjection to Islam. This goes back as far back. The Crusades were to drive the Muslims out of Europe. The King of Poland, they were at the doorstep when he ran them out. Muslim children are taught that Jews are pigs and are hated by all Islam. So this is the beginning. This is where the hatred comes from. Muhammad argued with the men in the temple, with the priests and stuff, and they pointed out that his theories and stuff, since he was illiterate and just had memorized his stuff, was really bad.
Colonel, you do an excellent job breaking it down and explaining it. We have to stop here, though. We're going to take a top-of-the-hour break. When we come back, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, got great information for you, so get your note-taking material ready. We'll be back, 254-697-6633. See you on the other side.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Attention to detail. Customer satisfaction. That's what the staff at Budget Host Hotel in Cameron provides. On your travels between major cities or staying in Cameron to visit, book a room at the Budget Host Hotel in Cameron. Modern, updated rooms, pool, free breakfast, jacuzzi rooms, and more. Call now, 254-605-0610, or go online at budgethostcameron.com. See for yourself the attention to detail and be satisfied. budgethostcameron.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Hour number two, Matt, your host, the Colonel Rafer Brown, my wingman, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, is my special guest host today. And my special guest, Mac Latimer, we'll be talking to him briefly, but at the bottom of the hour, get into what he does. If you want to be on the program, give me a call at 254-697-6633. We're simulcasting here right now at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at KRXT 98.5 FM out of Rockdale. If you want to check us out live, Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. And don't forget, all programming is put into podcast form, and you can check it out at Apple, Spotify, Podbean. Just go to Aaron's Gun Shop, click on there, boom, you got it. And if you feel like feel led in the heart to donate to the program on a monthly basis, I'll take that too. It's greatly appreciated. It takes a lot of money to keep the show up and running. But now, without further ado, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. It's always a pleasure to have you in. Christine, how are you?
Thank you, Matt. I'm good. I'm very busy. It's been a very busy month or so since I was here last. I have a conference I'm speaking at next week in New Orleans, and very
that's
excited.
Awesome. Yeah, it is. That's awesome.
And then I'm going to Poland for a first week in November to see my daughter. She's filming a movie over there, so I have never been to Poland. So that's pretty cool.
You know, as long as I've known you, you're not boring.
Oh, thank
you've
you.
Always got yes. something going on.
Something going on. Lots of irons in the fire. So, speaking of irons in the fire, on Monday, October 16th, the tax filing deadline is here for you if you have not yet filed your 1040 tax return. Or if you're a corporation, C-Corp.
Just a little closer to the mic.
Oh, okay. There we go. Can you hear me now? Are we good?
I think so. My board operator is saying yes.
Yes. Okay. So if you need to file your tax return, it's due Monday, October 16th. That's your 1040. The extension deadline was back in April. And 6 months later is Monday. So you need to get that in. Also, if you're a corporation, your 1120 form is also due, but you're probably aware of that because you would have a CPA at that level, undoubtedly. So I want to give you some tips and tricks, suggestions on what to do come Monday if for some reason you haven't filed your tax return yet. There are many online available services such as TaxHawk, H&R Block Online, TaxLayer, TurboTax, of course, is there also. Lots of different opportunities. A lot of them are paid. Some of them are not. You can also use the Free File Alliance. Go to the IRS website or just Google IRS Free File Alliance. Go through the IRS link because all of those vendors have been vetted, and they can help you file your tax return. Colonel, do you have a question?
Yes. This deadline is coming up. If you have not filed earlier your quarterly estimated taxes, can you make it up by paying everything by this date, or is it too late to be good?
No. Estimated taxes, that's different. It's quarterly, and the due dates are April 15th, June 15th, September 15th, and January 15th of the following year. Those are the actual due dates. You can pay more often than that. I have some clients
but not later than that. What's the latest time to pay your estimated tax?
Well, in terms of the IRS, never. You can always be paying tax to the
but
IRS.
Without penalty.
Without penalty, it's the due date for the particular quarter. So we just made our third quarter payment September 15th, about a month ago. That third quarter payment was due on the 15th. So technically, if you missed that day, then you may be assessed a penalty, and there's a lot of moving parts to how that penalty is determined if you miss that date. So the fourth quarter.
If I pay it all by this, I can stop the penalty and interest?
Possibly. There's many different factors. It depends on how much tax you're going to owe overall, and then what payments did you make along the way. Some people that win the lottery, for instance, and they get this huge amount of money, and they have to make an estimated tax payment. It's not a self-employment payment. It's just they have to pay a bunch of tax on that lottery winnings. That skews their income for the entire year.
Like the person that won $1.6 billion?
Right.
I don't think
yes.
he's worried about it, though.
Yeah, hopefully not. Anyway,
well,
so you need to make
they got to pay 47% of it.
They got to pay a lot. But, you know, you could probably, the spare change that's left over, you could probably do something with the money that's left. Yeah, that's a railroad. That's commerce going on here in the background. That's capitalism.
Way to roll with it, Christine. Way to roll with it.
So, yeah, you need to get that tax return in. So there's the Free File Alliance. You have to have 73,000 adjusted gross income or less to use that service. And you can get your child tax credit, earned income tax credit, lots of those refundable credits. So use that service if you haven't gotten it done. And as I said, there's a lot of paid services as well. So if you owe tax, I'm talking with a lot of people right now. Oh, what do I do? I owe $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. A lot of money due. Well, you have some options. If you think you can pay your tax bill in 120 days or less, which is 4 months, you can just pay it. You don't need to go to the IRS website and set up an installment agreement. You don't need to get into a short-term payment plan. Just, air quote, just pay it. And you can send a check or a money order.
So there's two ways to look at what you just said. One, they freaked out because they go, oh my gosh, I didn't know I owed all this.
Right, there's
or
that.
I've been preparing for this, just pay it all at once.
Just pay it all at once or pay it incrementally over 4 months. You can go ahead and do that. And that's fine. There's no formal arrangement or anything you need to do with the IRS. So that's 4 months. If, however, you think it might take you 6 months, which is 180 days, you actually need to enter into what's called a short-term payment plan. And you can do that on the online payment agreement tool on the IRS website. Just Google IRS OPA, OPA, online payment agreement. And you will have to verify your identity. And if you can't, are you taking notes here, Matt?
No, I want to show you something. Yes. This would be me listening to you. I dropped the pen down on the
just
paper.
Just call me. Let's just cut to the chase.
And I'm saying, what's our number?
234-0196.
I'd be like, let me talk to that girl.
So, yes, go to the OPA tool, and you've got to verify your identity. Sorry, it's just the way it is. A lot of government agencies now, Social Security Administration, you got to go create an account with ID.me in order to get into a lot of government websites. So go to OPA and set up a short-term payment plan for yourself if it's going to take you 6 months or so to pay that off, pay off your tax debt. If it's going to take longer, you really want to consider getting into an installment agreement, which is a formal plan with the IRS. And they will take a set amount of money once a month. Preferably, you let that draft out of your bank account. I don't recommend getting the little, they're not coupons, but that's what I'm going to call them, little coupons that they send in the mail, and you fill that out, and you send in a check. You can do that, but it's not efficient.
You talked to us about checks. Yeah,
checks. I mean, you can do it, but if the check gets lost in the mail, too bad, so sad. The IRS didn't get your payment. And I want to tell you another thing about installment agreements. This is the Ronald Reagan saying, trust but verify.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes. This just happened to a client of mine. I set them up with an appeals officer. That's super high level. I worked out an agreement back in mid to late July with the appeals officer. We got my client into an installment agreement, and that's for $1,000 a month. And the appeals officer said, okay, your client's going to have to make the payment manually for September. That's when the agreement would start. So we set it up in July. August was fine. Didn't have to worry about any kind of payment. So September comes. I tell my client, hey, you got to get into EFTPS.gov. And I talked about that before, Electronic Federal Tax Payment System. Got to go in there, make a manual payment for an installment agreement. But by October, you, quote, should be ready to go, and the IRS will automatically draft your payment with that installment agreement.
Uh-oh.
Can you see where this is heading?
I see where it's going. So, train wreck coming up.
Train wreck. So October 2nd, now I'm monitoring their account. That's what my enrolled agent credential allows me to do. I go in, I download transcripts, I see what's going on inside their account. And so I'm looking. Every time I set someone up in an installment agreement, I look to make sure the draft happens. Well, October 2nd came and went. And I downloaded their transcripts October 4th because I like to allow a day or two for that payment to come into their account. And that was, Monday was October 2nd. Wednesday, I download their transcripts. Nothing. I'm thinking, okay, I'll give them till Friday, them being the IRS. I look Friday, nothing, no payment. I'm like, dang it, what is going on here? So I call my client. I say, look, you're going to have to go make an installment agreement payment manually again. And unfortunately, it's now after hours on Friday. Banks are closed. So then it's Saturday, then it's Sunday, then it's Monday, then it's the holiday, the federal holiday, Columbus Day. Everything's closed. So their payment went in October 10th. I called the appeals officer on Sunday, and I left her a message, even though she wasn't there. I said, look, you got to call me back on Tuesday. My client's installment agreement didn't post. Their payment didn't post. I don't want them to get into trouble. You need to call me. And she did. And that's pretty cool when an appeals officer calls you back. It's very high level. She was very apologetic. The point of all this is they are behind inputting installment agreements. The IRS is. So if you choose to set up an installment agreement.
What is it? Like a hurry up and wait. We want your money, but you're going to have to wait for us to get it in there?
Yes. And then if you don't get it in there, well, we're going to penalize you because you didn't get it in there on time.
Sounds total government for
right.
Sure.
So, yeah. So remember that ounce of prevention you were talking about earlier? I am that ounce of prevention. So if you set up an installment agreement, again, double check. Look at your bank statements to make sure. Go online to make sure the draft happened on the date you set up. They won't take more than that, but you need to check the draft date. So that's a little tip I want to give you on that. And then if you are a business, you can also use the OPA tool, but you have to have all your 941s in, all your federal tax deposits, all your returns have to be in, and you have to owe less than $25,000 in order to use that OPA tool. So it's a wonderful thing, and you don't have to use OPA. You can go to IRS directly. You can use a credit card or a debit card to make a payment. They will charge you a convenience fee because it's an approved third-party administrator that takes that money. So those are some of the things I want to give you. When we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit to businesses about your systems and processes, your small business, self-employed individuals out there. We're going to talk about ways to get your cash flow straight.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, with a couple of seconds I got left here before the break, if looking to try and do a 5-day show here, put pressure on the station. Let's get it done. We'll be back in 3.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
Are you looking for something fun to do? Then you need to check out the K Theater in Rockdale. for movies, for concerts, live theater, or talk to us about your private rental needs. Call or text Brian Beard for details at 512-470-4343. The K Theater, located at 350 North Main Street in downtown Rockville. Or go to thektheater.com or find us on Facebook at K Theater.
And we're talking to Facebook, and we're talking to you guys out there in Radio Land. And I was talking about how men are waffle-brained. They do one thing at a time. They take the garbage out. Then they would do the laundry. Then they would cut the grass. Then they would do this. A woman is cutting the grass while she's on the mower, pulling the trash can to the curb, watching the kids, thinking what she's going to do for dinner. Women, they're incredible.
And knitting all the time.
Christine Stevenson, roll agent with the IRS. Christine, you're on a roll. Take it away.
Thank you, Matt. If you have troubles or problems or concerns with the IRS, give me a call.
Oh, I thought just problems and troubles. I was going to talk to you.
Well, okay, maybe we could have that conversation too.
Father John for that.
That's right. Just Father John for that. Tax problems, come see me. If you are having trouble with your personal finance, you can't figure out how to make a budget, or you're in debt all the time, or you're sick and tired of being in debt, I would love to talk to you about that. But you can call me either way at 737-234-0196. You will talk to me, not an answering service. You and I are going to work directly together.
And once again, if you forget that, go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, and click on our link, and it'll get right to you.
Great. So I wanted to say one last thing about the filing that's due on Monday the 16th. If by chance you are still a paper filer and want to mail your tax return in, and actually there are millions of people out there that do that, I like to recommend you send your tax return to the IRS certified mail, return receipt requested.
Absolutely.
It'll cost you $7 at the post office to do that, but talk about an ounce of prevention. That way you know the IRS has your tax return.
I'll give you an example. I did that same thing for other purposes. Uh-huh. They said, we don't have it. I go, I got your signature.
Yes.
Go hunt it down.
Yes.
And found it.
Okay. Now, if you do that, there's no requirement for them to deliver your mail. You have proof that they did not get it if you don't get your return receipt. If you want to track your return, you have to use registered mail, because then they have to account for it. If you send your diamonds to somebody, you send it by registered mail. They have to keep that locked in a safe. But I found this out. I sent in an insurance claim by return receipt, and I didn't get the return receipt. So all I had was proof of non-delivery. And it took them from December until the middle of February. I finally got notice that I started calling for tracking, and it had gone all over the country. And they finally, but I never got the return receipt sticker.
So when that happens, you get, when you send something certified mail, return receipt requested, you get a receipt. They print it out, and it's date stamped. And the IRS is very big on intent. What is the taxpayer intent? And if you can show them, hey, I mailed this on time, here's the date stamp, you can't control the U.S. mail. Obviously. And you did the right thing. The IRS allows you to mail in your tax return. That is perfectly acceptable. You are not required to e-file it. So you have your receipt that shows you attempted to do this by the filing date within the right parameters. And that can be used, heaven forbid, you know, they come back to you and say, well, we never got your tax return. You say, well, I mailed it on time, so you can't penalize me for mailing it. Okay, maybe I need to resubmit my tax return. As a matter of fact, I have a perfect instance of that. Someone just hired me to help them out. They have trouble with the IRS. And that person, the IRS says, hey, we don't have your 2019 tax return. Now, he's been ignoring it for a little while. And I said, hey, you got to get on this and figure out what's going on. Well, coincidentally, as I started working with him, he was also getting some letters from the IRS that said, hey, we need you to to verify your identity for 2019. And so the more I looked into this, I realized, wait a minute. He filed his tax return because he sent me proof of the electronic filing. There's always proof when you electronically file and the IRS accepts it. There's a stamp. There's a time date. So I have that. And I have, he sent me a copy of his 2019 tax return. And then he was telling me about, he was getting these letters saying, hey, you got to verify your identity. Well, that's telling me the IRS has his tax return, but for some reason, and that's the part I don't know, the IRS is saying you got to verify your identity.
And what's his name, John Smith?
Right, yeah, John Smith. And so in his case, the letter that he got, he sent me a copy of it, he is required to make an in-person visit at a taxpayer assistance center. We call that a TAC office, so which is really inconvenient. But he's got to go to a taxpayer assistance center, bring various forms of ID, bring a copy of his tax return, and I believe as soon as he verifies who he is to the IRS, they have his tax return. I think it's being held in their inventory, waiting to be processed. They got it, but it's sitting there waiting to be processed. And that was 2019. That's from like almost 3 years ago. So these are the kinds of things that happen. He has proof, though, that he submitted that date stamp on that e-file document. So that's what I'm talking about. If you mail certified mail return receipt requested, get the receipt.
You know, Christine, it's good to know that intent with the government goes both ways. Mm-hmm. You know, because they can see intent of doing malicious harm to somebody, blah, 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 blah. But intent, they were trying to do good. Okay, at least it's good to know that it can go both ways.
It does. It goes both ways. And I've run into that. And again, the IRS is filled with regular people just like you and I. They put their pants on one leg at a time. They, you know, have children that aren't listening to them.
You know, I want to make a comment about that to you. Because there may be people thinking, okay, well, she's favoring the IRS. No, she's favoring you. She just understands it because she used to work there.
I used to work there,
and
right.
She's mastered the system, and she's going, listen, I can help you minimize and possibly avoid the problems with the IRS.
Yes, you were talking earlier about, you know your enemy. Get in the mindset.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Well, the IRS isn't the enemy. I know that's, you know, common.
Well, a lot of people argue with that.
A lot of people argue with that. Fair enough. And I understand and with very good reason, because the IRS is very powerful and they can really hurt you and do wrong things to you. And the bureaucracy of federal government. Oh, by the way, if you're getting into the federal government here.
We'll talk to Mac Latimer.
The bureaucracy the red tape is painful, and the IRS moves at less than a snail's pace. But so I help people. I get into the IRS mindset because I know how they work and I understand their processes, and I use that to your advantage. I know the questions to ask, and I can get in. And again, that's what my enrolled agent credential allows me to do.
I want to say something on your behalf.
Yes.
There's people who have made contact with me for you.
Yes.
And I tell them, listen, she just doesn't go to your beck and call. This woman works very hard and diligently.
Yes.
So you need to, if you got a challenge, you need to apply yourself in a couple of steps. That's make contact with her, set up an appointment. Right?
Yes.
Why don't you explain how that works again so everybody knows?
So you, a couple of different ways. You can call me or text me, 737-234-0196. I will text you a link to my calendar. Drop onto my calendar. Set a 30-minute strategy session. That's one way. You can go to my website, which is it's a landing page right now. It's just about to be built out. It's ChristineStevensonEA.com. There's a big green button that says book a 30-minute strategy session. I don't know, maybe you can put this on the website.
Is that going to be backwards? Hey, can you put that on the Facebook page?
I have
page
a QR code on my
backwards
postcard, and you can scan that QR code, and it will take you
to my appointment calendar. I think I've got that.
If you
on
have
the
that,
web.
You can put that on there. So those are ways to get a hold of me. Or you can buy my book on Amazon, How to Avoid Trouble with the IRS.
Thank you, sir.
10 Best Tax Tips for the Self-Employed Gig Worker and Indie Contractor. In my book is my contact information. And so there's all these different ways to get a hold of me. But when you do, my expectation of you is skin in the game. That's the old one. This is the new one. It has the QR code on it. So my expectation of you is skin in the game. And I'm looking for you to give me documents and timely information. That way I can help you out. So how much time do we have here?
Got about 3 minutes, I think.
3 minutes? All right. I want to take a hard pivot and talk a little bit to the small business.
Oh, no, 1 minute. I'm sorry.
1 minute.
We'll carry over.
Okay. Small business, self-employed owners out there. You know, maybe you have one or two employees, or maybe it's just you. I am a small business, self-employed person. It's just me, the team of me, myself, and I. And I want to talk a little bit about systems and processes to help you with your cash flow. This is one of the things I'm talking about next week at the conference I'm speaking at, on how to streamline that and get more money to you as the business owner, because, hey, you need to get paid for yourself. And then some other ways, especially, though, to get money to the IRS, because I see this a lot. With business owners, they have streamlined systems and processes. You have a process to get a sponsor, okay? You've got that down pat. And I see this with a lot of, again, with a lot of business owners and individuals that are self-employed. They're good at the thing they do, but then they fail in this area to get money to the IRS, this estimated tax payments. So maybe I can talk about that on the other side of the break.
Very good. We've got a few seconds left. And once again, I'll reiterate, ladies and gentlemen, when the Colonel speaks or Christine speaks or anybody speaks, I'll have Mac Latimer on here in just a little bit. The old program, I always talk about the old program. It's because I'm very proud of the old program. 5 days a week, 3 hours a day. It was like the school. It's like, you know, we mimic, Colonel, we mimicked Rush Limbaugh a lot. The Rush Institute, we kind of do the same thing. We've got all these experts talking, and on a daily basis, during the course of weeks and months, you've become super educated on how to function in all different factors. We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes. See you on the other side.
Is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571. Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850. Welcome to the Little River Event Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com.
Woo!
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, with me, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. Christine, you got some final information you want to put out there, right?
I do. Just I want to talk to the small business, self-employed owner, such as myself. One of the things that I commonly come across or hear about or see and why people get in trouble with the IRS as small businesses is because there are some failures in systems and processes that are not in place that allow you to set some money aside in order to get it to the IRS to make, as Colonel was saying earlier, that quarterly estimated self-employment tax payment. So I want to talk just for a couple of minutes about a system. This is one of many. I use it myself. I teach it to others, and it works. You're already doing it to some extent. So I want to expand on that. And the very first thing you need to do, if you don't already have an employer identification number, an EIN, you need to get one. It's not required, but I strongly recommend you get an EIN. You can get that for free. It takes about 5 or 10 minutes on the IRS website. IRS.
Would that have eliminated that guy's problem who had to come into the office to show his identity?
No.
Okay.
No, it wouldn't. Not in his case, no. So get your EIN. It protects your social. And the reason you want to protect your social is because tax ID theft is real. I talk to one or two people every month that say, hey, I tried to e-file my tax return. The IRS rejected it, and I don't know why. So we dive in. We look at the codes or the message the IRS comes back with, and it says something like, a social security number on the tax return has already been used for filing. And about half of the time, that means ID theft. Someone's social has been used. So your EIN protects your social when you're transacting business because whoever hires you is going to say, hey, give me your tax ID number. So are you going to give them your social or your EIN? I say give them your EIN. Yeah. Protect your social. And the other reason you need that is because if you are transacting business through your personal account, like a personal bank account, while not illegal, that is commingling. And it's you can get in big trouble with the IRS for commingling. Business and personal finances should be separated. And you need that EIN to go to a bank. Banks generally want an EIN, not a social. And you need to go to the bank. And in my opinion, this is what I use and teach to others, is open 5 business accounts. 4 of them will be checking.
Oh, gosh.
I know. And it sounds overwhelming, but once the system's in place, it's like a hot knife through my... I'm telling you,
I got people listening in the audience who are cracking up. Me with a checkbook, forget about it.
Okay, well, maybe you're not my target then. Okay. Maybe you are my target and you need some help. So 5 accounts. And again, I know it sounds overwhelming, and there is work to set it up. I'm not going to lie. But I step people through this process all the time. You need an account just for income. Only income goes into that account. Number one. The second checking account you're going to open is for profit. You will create a small account for profit. So at the end of the year, when you get your profit and loss statement, your profit on the piece of paper is just paper accounting profit. If you look at that and say, wow, where's that $35,000 of profit I made? Is that in your bank account? Probably not. Most small business self-employed, the profit on the profit and loss doesn't match what's in the bank. But this way, if you set up an account, a checking account specifically designated for profit, you put a little money aside in that profit account. The third account you need to set up is an account for yourself. Pay yourself. Owner's compensation. You are the owner. You need to pay yourself. So many small business self-employed owners, like myself, either don't pay themselves at all or don't pay themselves enough. I have fallen into both camps. I didn't pay myself the first 2 years I was in business for myself. I had this mindset of, I don't have any money to pay myself. I've got to put it all back in the business. I can't pay myself. That's messed up thinking.
That's richest man in Babylon.
Yeah. It's like, no, of course you could pay yourself. So the very first check I wrote myself, wait for it, $250. Woo! That's what I paid myself the very first time. I could have paid myself a lot more, but I was so scared to pay myself anything because I had this mindset that was a scarcity mindset. Well, I've gotten over that, trust me. Pay myself a whole lot more than $250. But anyway, that's that third account. The fourth account you need to open, again, this is a checking account, is for your business operation expenses. Your operating expenses, all the things you buy, the vendors you do business with, the stuff you buy, the products, that's your business expense account. You need that. And that's the only thing that's going to transact out of that account. And the last thing you need to do is open a business savings account. Savings is very important. I want you to get into the mindset of savings, and you're going to make that your tax account, your tax savings account. And so when you have income come in once, maybe twice a month, some of that income is going to come out of the income account, and you're going to transfer it over to that tax savings account. So you have some money over there to pay your taxes, whether that's federal. Here in Texas, we don't pay state income tax, but there might be taxes to the Texas, not the Workforce Commission, but the whatever we have here in Texas for unemployment taxes that employers, businesses have to pay. Other kinds of sales tax. Sorry, I'm losing my train of thought. That tax account.
Welcome to my world.
Is going to come in handy when it's time to send your estimated tax payment to the IRS. And the way you do that is you've created your account with EFTPS. I talked about that last
time. Right.
So you got an account with EFTPS. You link it to that savings account you set up. And then when it's time to make that estimated quarterly tax payment, you go into the EFTPS account. You control how much you're sending to the IRS and the date. And it will automatically draft out of your account. Boom, send it off to the IRS.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you realize the necessity for Christine Stevenson. Because think about it. You probably, the majority of the people out there just heard this go, I didn't know that. Yikes.
But I need a sixth account.
Sixth account, yes. There could be more, but I'm sticking with five.
My sixth account would be a standing line of credit. Losses.
Oh, for your losses, yes. So these are the things that I can help business owners do, and I want to put that out there. It's a different way of managing your money, your cash flow. And again, I'm not going to lie, it's a little labor intensive to set it up at the beginning, but like it works like a hot knife through butter once you have it set up. And you're going to give little percentages, a little bit for the profit account. You're going to have some for yourself, a percentage of that. I pay myself 60%. That is my owner's compensation. I have 10% I set aside in my profit account. And I have about 20% or so for business expense. And I set another 10% aside for taxes. And the system, it works. And it takes a little while to get into it. But then when it's time to make my estimated tax payment, I'm not stressed. It's easy. I go into EFTPS, set it up, boom, off the payment goes. And then I reap the rewards of that on April 15th when I file my tax return.
It's a mindset.
It's
definitely a mindset.
It's a process. It's a system. So that's super important to have systems and processes. If you want to get a hold of me, 737-234-0196. I'd love to help you through this system and get you set up right.
Christine, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Matt.
Because I know you know your stuff.
Yeah, I do.
And that's what, I mean, I keep saying this over and over again, the seasoned oak spokes, that's all I have around me. I'm just smart enough to know to keep them all together. Christine, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, look, before we go to the next break, we're going to intro once again Mac Latimer running for Congress against John Carter. And Mac, we got plenty of time. We got lots of time.
Yeah.
We only got about probably 3 minutes, Nonito. Is that about right? 3 minutes. So let's just do an opening segment, who you are, what you're doing, what's going on, and let's get into some topics of discussion.
Yeah, so my name is Mac Latimer. I'm running for Congress for Texas District 31. So my background, I was an Army brat growing up, kind of bounced around all over the place. Lived in Texas most of my life, lived in Bell County longer than I've lived anywhere else. Then I went to West Point, graduated West Point with 2 degrees, one in economics and one in American politics. Then I branched infantry officer coming out of West Point, going into the Army. Was a combat veteran, deployed to Syria in 2018, 2019, where I mainly dealt with negotiations with different, you know, tribes and warlords and local governments and all of those fun things. And then from there, kind of took on the Army bureaucracy, which we can get into that story if you want, and got out to fix the Army from the outside, and ended up getting involved in party politics, became Bell County chair, worked on election integrity issues and get out the vote issues.
My other show before, and we were talking about that, and you were doing a fantastic job.
Yeah.
You're a major go-getter. You want to see America be right.
Yeah.
And look, we've got somebody in office there. John Carter's in office. I remember him years ago. I'm thinking to myself, this is just an empty suit.
Yeah.
Back then, when I was limited knowledge, I mean, I've still got limited knowledge. I'm always learning. But back then, even more so, and I could see it clearly.
Yeah.
What are you doing for me, man?
What have you done for me lately? You know what I'm saying?
So I'm a big believer in, like, going based off what other people say, and like explore his Twitter account. Just scroll back. You see him, you know, bragging about how he's working with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who's one of the most liberal congresswomen to actually shape military policy. He's bragging about how he's spending more money than the Biden administration is asking for. And not only that, he has missed literally the last 116 votes in Washington. Yeah, yeah. So if any of y'all have been paying attention to what's happening in D.C. right now, it's probably the most consequential 2 weeks of this entire session, and he's not there. And so
that's verifiable.
Yeah, you go on the clerk of the House website, and it's all there in black and white. So if you want any representation, we need someone different than John Carter. And if you want a Texas conservative, then I would ask you to vote for me. But we can get into that.
We'll get into it after the break. He's got a lot to offer, a lot of ideas. And I'm going to basically let you run with it. Say, what's your agenda? What do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish? How do we get that done? What do people need to do? All those basic points we're going to hit. So we'll be back in 3 minutes. 254-697-6633.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney CJ Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Duck on the Water. If you read the lyrics to that song,
yeah,
and it's an incredible song. It's a funny song. Smoke on the Water. Some stupid with a flare gun burns the place to the ground. The smoke's the flame in the sky. The smoke's coming down the hill and going across the water. It's pretty cool. Anyway, I lost my train of thought. Finishing up the second hour, final segment. I got Mac Latimer running for Congress here, running against John Carter. The number's 254-697-6633. I want to make a point. Ladies and gentlemen, there are Democrats who listen to me, Republicans, conservatives, liberals, whatever. Thank you. Thank you for listening, because I think you can believe me. I think you can trust me when I say, I don't care who you are. I don't care what you do. We just have to make sure that we maintain this country's the goose that's laying the golden eggs, the Constitution, yeah, the Bill of Rights, the pillar of God. We've got to maintain those. And if we maintain those, in between the pillars gives you so much freedom to do what you want. I'm not saying Democrats, but I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I may not agree with you on certain policies. So let's have a nice adult debate. Let's put it out for vote. If you win, okay, we'll try it. But when you start attacking the three pillars, I'm sorry, you become my enemy. Mac Latimer, take it away.
Yeah, so talking about what Congress does, just a little bit before I dive into what I'm standing for. So Congress is, you know, outlined by Article 1 in the Constitution, which there's a reason it's the first article, because all power stems from Congress, right? All the power of the government, right, stems from Congress, which is supposed to be the representative of the people.
That's correct.
So coming from that, you have Article 1, Section 8, which is the place that really outlines the powers of the federal government. And if you go through it, you really see there's 16 lines to this, 16 portions outlining each of the things the federal government is supposed to do. You read all those and you notice that the federal government is doing a hell of a lot more than what the Constitution outlines. And so what is a representative supposed to do in that function? So one, a representative is supposed to, you know, pass laws and vote on things and all that stuff, but they're also supposed to be the people who are talking to their constituents. They're supposed to be in the district. There's a reason that Congress only runs for 20 weeks every year. The rest of the time, they're supposed to be in the district talking to people and having a conversation that goes both ways. So one, saying, hey, this is how I voted, this is what I stand for, really, you know, educating people, but also listening to people, because people have concerns, right? People say, hey, well, the government is doing this thing that's making my life worse. Can you handle that? Or on the other side, they're saying, hey, can you give me this handout? You have to respond to both of those. You have to say, hey, I'm working on that. I'm working on a way to get the government out of the way. And you have to say, hey, this is the reason why the government shouldn't be giving you a handout.
But either way, you're doing it within the realms of the legality of the Constitution.
Exactly. And that's kind of a great segue to like what I stand for. And what I stand for is getting Congress and the federal government back inside the constitutional bounds. So there are two parts of this. One, it's Congress reigning in the legislature, or sorry, the executive branch. And this is what people call the bureaucracy or the deep state or the swamp, or, you know, there's a million names for it. But right now we have this process where bureaucracy creates regulation. So when people talk about regulation, 90% of the people out there think, oh yeah, those are laws that Congress passed that, you know, control what we can do with businesses and, you know, the environment and stuff like that. That's actually not how that happens. So what happens is Congress creates a bureaucracy, and that bureaucracy then makes rules on what you can and cannot do. So that's an unelected...
ATF is a perfect example of that.
Yeah, ATF is... Yep, IRS. ATF, IRS, you have, you know, Department of Education, Energy, EPA is the big one that people get really frustrated about.
Let's go, because I'm a gun guy, let's go to the ATF.
Yeah.
Congress makes the law, but they said, hey, ATF, make sure the laws are in place. But then all of a sudden the ATF says, okay, we'll do that, but, you know, we need to do this, that, and the other. No, you just stepped outside the realm of your authority.
Right. So you have this doctrine that the Supreme Court has given. It's called the Chevron Doctrine, which is actually being challenged in the Supreme Court this year, that basically says hey, the person who interprets the law that governs the bureaucracy is not the judicial branch. It's actually the bureaucracy that that law covers. So if the EPA, yes. So instead of...
I just shook my head like, what?
Instead of the courts interpreting the law that decides, you know, what the EPA can do, it's actually the EPA that interprets the law that decides what the EPA can do.
Can I jump in here? This is what happened with Obamacare.
Yeah, absolutely.
The IRS was tasked with interpreting what that was meant to be, and so that is it's a tax?
Yeah,
discussion about...
Yeah, it's not a mandate, it's a tax. Right. Yeah. And this is exactly what is ballooning the federal government. And so that's one side, the executive bureaucracy, deep state, swamp, whatever you want to call it. The other side is actually just Congress doing too much. Right now we have, you know, everyone's favorite one to talk about is the Department of Education. They spend something like $200 billion a year.
The colonel could hit you on that one.
Yeah. And there is nowhere in the Constitution where the federal government has any role in education. We shouldn't have a role in student loans. We shouldn't have a role in, you know, pushing Common Core or No Child Left Behind.
So why does it happen, Mac? It happens because of the ignorance of the population. Because they've been dumbed down. If they said, no, that's not the way to be, hey, you're out of bounds, but they don't. They don't care. They got their fourth point of contact in their phone.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Yeah.
Very specifically, it's Article 6 of the Constitution, where every citizen and every elected official and the executive branch, etc. Article 6, if it's not constitutional, their duty is to say no.
It's null and void. Right? Yep.
They don't have to sue them in federal court. There's nothing that I can think of. Well, there are two things. Letting the federal government tell you what they think your children should learn in school about the federal government. And the other thing is letting the federal government determine what's constitutional and what they have a right to do.
So in your opinion, you want to put this out there? In your opinion, what's the reason for the apathy in this nation?
So it's a lot of things. It's a cycle, right? And it's we had the big fight start in the Great Depression, right? With FDR, he's pushing everything to be larger and larger government and to really fight against the Supreme Court that was blocking this. But what's...
Packed Supreme Court.
Yeah. He threatened to pack the Supreme Court unless they rubber stamped his policies, and then they started rubber stamping his policies. Like, that's what happened. So that's what started the policy portion. But what's gotten us away from this is the shifting of the Overton window. And there's a lot of ways we've done this. One is the education system. We've started teaching in schools that...
What's an Overton window?
Yeah, so the Overton window is basically the bounds of the argument. If you say that, hey, the extreme position to the right is, oh, we should have big government, but it should be good government. That's not the extreme position to the right. The extreme position to the right is anarchy, right? And so if you limit the scope of arguments to, hey, only these three arguments are reasonable, then people will take that to mean like, okay, that means if I'm for freedom, I'm for, you know, some Bush form of republicanism, right? And that's the crazy thing. We need to expand the Overton window to saying, hey, freedom is part of this. Like, we can go back to constitutional government.
You know, another way of the Overton window is what you can perceive and what you can believe. An example would be, can you imagine the U.S. Embassy in a foreign country flying the rainbow flag alongside the American flag?
Yeah, I can, because they did it in the White House.
A few years back, that was unimaginable. It was outside the Overton window. You couldn't even conceive of it. So you can only accept and believe or understand what's within your Overton window.
Right. And right now, truly constitutional government is not in most people's Overton window. They can't imagine a federal government that doesn't have regulations. They can't imagine a federal government that doesn't overstep its constitutional bounds. And that's
and
what really
the
what
Department
we're fighting
of
against.
Education teaching or not teaching civics and the Constitution. We used to teach the Constitution, and people used to talk about it like we talk about baseball scores and football.
Right.
And that's no longer the case, because we have allowed the Department of Education to dumb down American history, quit teaching American history and quit teaching civics.
But now fighting that back, you got people who believe it's the way it's supposed to be. That's what I brought up a bunch of times ago. Three to five generations of dilution. People think America is the way it is now, and it's not.
Taking the problem, we just had our state budget. They put like $1.5 billion into school security trying to replace God in the schools. If they had God in the schools and in the hallways, and they had signs that said love one another instead of no guns allowed, I think we'd be better off.
Yeah, and it all comes down to restraining the government so we have our rights and we as individuals can figure out how to live our lives.
Don't you agree that a lot of corrupt politicians who voted for it so they can stay in office give it away? It's just like the tax code. The
Absolutely.
Tax code could be simple, but they go, hey, man, I'm supporting your campaign. Make this happen over here. Why don't I have to pay so many taxes? That's why there's so many freaking crazy tax laws.
Yep.
It doesn't need to be that way. So you got these people. That's why it's so important, ladies and gentlemen, in grassroots government, because a lot of times grassroots politicians go into national level positions. You know who they are. I can't remember what it was, but it was a wife of a quarterback at the school board. She goes, I know you, Sue. I know you, Mark. I know where you live. You're doing some crazy stuff. And ain't gonna if you know them, you can put the fire under their feet. We're going to take a break. Be back. See
Absolutely.
You on the other side. Next hour coming up. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325 star Google reviews. 5 and 6 inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have the gun, you can be out
here. We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number is 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number TACLB009432E.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, hour number three. The Colonel Rafer Brown, my wingman, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, is my special guest host. My special guest, Mac Latimer, running for Congress against John Carter. We'll be talking to him in just a second. Let me do my, shtick here that I do at the beginning of the hour. We're simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at 98.5 FM KRXT out of Rockdale. You can check us out live, Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. If you got a question for anybody in the studio here, 254-697-6633. Don't forget, all programming is put in a podcast form. You can check it out at Podbean, Spotify, Apple. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. Top of the page will be last week's show for quick reference, or you can go to Podbean, Apple, Spotify, and check out all the different programming we've got there. 7,300 downloads and growing fast. I want to thank all my sponsors. I want to thank all the people who privately donate. If you feel like you feel led to do so and you want to donate on a monthly basis, it'll be greatly appreciated. It takes a lot of money to support two stations with the programming all month. So follow me on Facebook, subscribe to the YouTube, the whole, you know the thing. You know, I'll do a Joe Biden. You know the thing. But right now, Mac Latimer. Mac, I got a question for you, dude.
Yeah.
What makes you better than John Carter?
Yeah, so I'll outline what John Carter is, and then I'll tell you what makes me better. So John Carter he's been a backbencher for 20 years. What he does is he takes the cue from whoever the speaker or the majority leader is, and he says, okay, fine, I'll vote that way. I'm voting with the leadership and just going along to get along. And in addition to that, how he's campaigned is he campaigns on getting federal government or getting federal funding and giving it to you. So, for instance, in the Hamilton City Council meeting this past week, he had a representative go there. He doesn't go anywhere anymore. And he was like, oh, yeah, y'all should support us because we're going to get you money from the federal government.
Okay, here's a perfect example of what I was saying in the last break.
Yeah.
And that is the dilution of common sense and understanding and knowledge of how our government works.
Yeah.
People are so deluded getting handouts. This guy takes advantage of it for his political power, and he says, okay, and nobody stops him because they realize, hey, you're going out of the scope and the boundaries of what the Constitution allows you to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is how the system works and how it perpetuates itself, and this is why the incumbency advantage is so big.
You know, and people are so greedy that they can't recognize that a federal grant is their money being given back to them with a 40% service charge.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's part of how I'm going to be different. One, I'm going to be present in the district. And I'm not just talking about at city council meetings and stuff like that. I'm going to hold town halls, right? I'm going to hold the goal is one every week. But
well, when you get elected, I expect you to be here on the show.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Any time. Okay. And I'm going to actually engage with the electorate and tell them, hey, this is how I voted. This is why I voted that way. And the next thing is, look, I'm not going to bribe you. I'm just not.
You said something. I voted this way, and this is why I voted this way. And when you say this is why I voted this way, I'm sure it's going to reflect back on the authority, the power, and your ability through the Constitution as to how you did it and why you did it.
Right. So there's a few questions I'm going to ask myself when voting for a bill. One is, should the federal government be doing this? If the answer is no, then you have two options, right? You say, one, okay, should the states be doing this? And if that's the case, then we're going to get rid of it and but we're going to taper it off so the states can, you know, pick it up when
state
we're putting
rights,
it down.
They can do what they want.
Right. If it's something no government should be doing, then absolutely cut it in the first place. So that's the thing. And if the federal government should be doing it, right? So we're talking about military and stuff. Is it the most effective way to actually accomplish that mission?
Okay, pause 1 second, sir. If somebody doesn't think like you just did, and they continue on to vote for it, what's their motive? What's their motivation?
Yeah, look, everyone listening to this radio show and everyone not listening to this radio show has an area in their life where the federal government is overstepping and it's making their life worse. What I'm going to try to do is speak to them and say, hey, you know, maybe the way the federal government is injuring you isn't a priority in my mind, but that's how representation works. Because it's hurting you, I'm going to fight for it. I'm going to go in and say, you know what? I will fight to stop the federal government from reaching into your life and harming you.
Look, I know what it takes to go to West Point. I had two brothers go through there. Okay,
yeah.
I know it very well.
It takes a lot of work. You serve your country. You do all this. Now you're in government. Why, man? Why do you want to? Why do you want to put your face and your name on the line where people are gonna spit at you, yell at you, all this kind of? What's the heart? What is it, man?
Yeah, so when I got in the Army, I saw these 18-year-old kids join in, and they were so passionate about serving their country and making a difference. And then what the government did was they were like, yeah, absolutely. They paid them $19,000 a year and said, oh, hey, but we're giving you benefits like the DFAC and basic opportunity for single soldiers.
And I'd be okay with that. Even at a young age, I said, okay, but it goes deeper.
But yes, it goes deeper. But then they're not doing anything, right? We're making them lawn care professionals. We're making them janitors. And we're engrossing them in this bureaucracy that is not anything like what they signed up to do.
Well, and it's even worse than that because as an air crew member, I made the decision 212 times to launch into the enemy's face.
Yep.
And I was being used and abused because of the rules of engagement did not allow us to hit any target of any importance. And even worse than that, through the United Nations, our leadership, Brzezinski, Johnson, etc., were giving our targets to the enemy before they gave them to the air crew.
Yeah.
So when our B-52s went into North Vietnam, the North Vietnamese knew the target and the run-in.
Do your homework on Brzezinski and look at his daughter, Mika. What is she on? What station is she on? CBS, ABC, NBC, whatever. Talk about.
Yeah, and so that was the first thing. I was passionate about fighting for soldiers, but honestly, 7 weeks ago, yesterday, I had my first kid. Her name is Kira, and
congratulations.
Thank you. I'm fighting for the future of this country.
She's going to get a COVID shot?
No, she's not. So that's the thing, though. We have a future in this country, and it's either going to be a future of despair and collapse and, you know, just anarchy, or it's going to be a future where we bring the freedoms that founded this country back to center stage, bring government back to a constitutional level, and be the city on the hill again that we're not the world's police forcing everyone to be free. We're the people showing you what freedom looks like and how freedom can benefit you.
How do you get God Bless America back into the hearts of third to fifth generation deluded people?
It should be America bless God. We've got it backwards. We don't deserve to be blessed anymore.
Yeah, and so that's a great thing. And actually, I want to kind of credit my generation.
No, I disagree with you, Colonel. I disagree with you because
I'm glad you're wrong.
Because, no, I'm not wrong. I'm totally right. God bless America because you and I stand true, and we're the truth. The people who pervert the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, I got nothing to do with them, okay? So you and I, God bless America. I know where you're going with that, but I just want to clarify it. We are the pure ones.
We're the ones that threw God out of the public square. We threw him out of our government.
You may have, but I didn't do it.
Well, but as a group, we did this. So I'm saying, what have we done recently to justify the grace of God? Well, it's grace is the reason.
Look, we're here on this radio show all the time. I get Andy to do a revival prayer, and I say, Lord, we want to do a 180-degree turn. We want to repent from the way we are because we stumbled. But you and I and everybody in this room, we're patriots, we're Americans, we love this country and the Constitution. It's the other ones who are either ignorant, and they can be taught, or there's ones who are totally corrupt, and they're doing it on purpose.
They're socialists,
or they're stupid.
So I have something to say about this, right? So God doesn't bless us because we do the right thing. God blesses us to show the world his strength, his power, and his glory. And that's what we can live in. Because frankly, I don't care how good I am at being a Christian, about serving in the church, about following Christ's word. I'm a sinner. I'm a wretch, right? Yeah. And he blesses us despite that, rather than blessing us because of that.
He knows the heart, man. He knows the heart.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
And this country, I've said it millions of times, is a miracle. God gave it to us as a miracle. It's a blessing. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it's still there. It's still strong. Don't be fooled. The lamestream media is pushing propaganda out there. And like I said last week,
33% of the people out there are enemies to this country. 33% of them are ignorant or apathetic. They won't get off their rear ends and do something about it. The other 33%, you're listening to it right now. How much time I got? 1 minute? Okay.
So yeah, and
wrap it up because we're going to do something else.
Yeah, if you want to contact me. If you want to get involved, we have tons of jobs for you, whether you have 10 minutes or 10 hours a week. My phone number, my personal cell phone number is 361-834-1380. Otherwise, you can Google me. We have a website. Okay. We have
an
email.
Say it again slower.
Yeah, sorry. 361-834-1380.
And what we'll do, you know what I think I'll do, Mac? I'll get my IT guy. We'll put a link for you.
That's perfect.
Radio page this way because people can remember. I say it enough. Aaron'sGunShop.com.
Absolutely.
And we'll do that. We're going to take a 3-minute break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is on my mind a lot. We'll be back in 3 minutes. 254-697-6633. Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Air.
Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host. I want to change gears here and talk about RFK Jr. RFK Jr. is the nephew to John F. Kennedy. He is the son of Robert F. Kennedy. Now, let me tell you a real quick history. JFK, in case you don't know, got murdered on a motorcade in Dallas. Robert F. Kennedy got murdered. I forget the city where he's at. Now,
Los Angeles, I think.
Teddy Kennedy, he was in the Senate. He goes, oh, I'm just going to stay on Hamahamahamah. And for those of you who know what I just said, you know what I just did. Okay. Basically, he's like, I ain't running for president, man. Kennedy name's got, it's taboo. If I run for president, they're going to shoot my rear end. And then he passes away, blah, blah, blah. Now I have RFK Jr. Here we go. RFK Jr. ditches Democrats to pursue 2024 presidential bid as an independent. This is not good in multiple ways. Next headline, brutal. RFK Jr.'s own siblings denounce him and endorse Biden. And then I get this crap from ex-CIA Director Hayden. Publicly calls for assassination of GOP Senator. CIA.
The CIA.
And RFK Kennedy goes, yeah, I know. I got to worry about the CIA because the president's not giving me protection. And even if he got protection from the president, I would be leery of it. My question to you, gentlemen and ladies, is what's your thoughts on RFK Jr.?
Yeah.
What's your concern for RFK Jr. in two respects? One, what can he do to the Democrat Party by doing as an independent? What can he do to Donald Trump as an independent? And what about his safety as a human being?
Yeah, so he obviously has cross-party appeal, right? He's been speaking to a lot of why the Democratic Party is bad and stuff like that. But I also think us on the right, we start really putting these people up on a pedestal that leave the Democratic Party. So another person is Tulsi Gabbard. Look, Tulsi Gabbard says some good things that I agree with. But start listening to her on economic policy, and she's as bad as Bernie Sanders, right? She was literally the first person in Congress to endorse Bernie Sanders for president when he was running against Hillary. So I'm not going to say that RFK Jr. is...
Yeah, but that goes to my point, though.
Yeah,
Mac, where if you're a constitutionalist,
yeah,
and you come up with a harebrained idea outside of that, I'll listen to you. And if the voters want to do it, okay, I'll have to follow it. As long as you're within the confines of the Constitution.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And so, and I'm not saying we should shun these people and say they're equivalent to AOC or anything like that, because they aren't. But it shows a divide in the Democratic electorate, right? Because the Democrat electorate isn't actually AOC.
Yeah, well, the Democrats have gone, they've abandoned the yellow dog Democrats, the ones that are just Democrats,
right,
and gone full-blown socialist communist with the Democratic Socialists of America, etc. And that's the reason that there's this split. He's kind of an old-time. JFK was more conservative than today's Republicans. The Overton window has shifted on the parties.
Yeah, one of my actually favorite illustrations of this is actually Elon Musk. He had this stupid tweet thing. Yeah,
he hasn't moved.
Right. But the party has moved, so now he's a Republican.
I would vote for Elon Musk.
Yeah.
You know why?
Why is that?
He's independent. He doesn't need anybody's money. No special interest.
That's true.
I either vote him because I like him, or I don't vote for him because I don't like him. Because I know what he says is who he is. He's not being manipulated. It's the same thing with Donald Trump.
That's true.
Donald Trump is who he is. He's been consistent since the 1980s. I'm from New York. I've known this guy. I've watched him. I've seen the interviews, blah, blah, blah. He has not changed one iota.
Yeah, and honestly, that's what people are craving right now. Even on the left, that's why the left has like gone crazy for Bernie Sanders or that.
That's just faction totally ridiculous. That's just anal, man.
You're right.
That guy is worthless.
He's consistently wrong, but he's consistent, and that's. So what we need is we need to be consistently right, because that's where the Republican Party has really gone off the rails. Is we take these you know, compromise positions and stuff like that. It's like, no, be consistently
right. Some may not like Matt Gaetz. Some may like him, but the guy's got a spine that's solid. He sticks with what he says. You may not like what he does.
Yeah, I hear you, and I think there are a handful of people in Congress that are pretty good. I think Chip Roy's pretty good. I know there are some things that he has done that I don't necessarily agree with, I think we have a handful of people that are standing by that and really saying, hey, conservatism means something. We are going to be consistently conservative and actually, when we talk to the public, actually argue about how freedom and conservatism and the Constitution is the right way to do things.
Okay, we're talking RFK Jr.
Yeah, we're going back to RFK. Yeah.
How does RFK going independent affect Democrats and affect Donald Trump? Because Donald Trump's the one who's going to make it.
Yeah, so
he
it's
doesn't get assassinated.
The thing that's happening, the big question is, who does he pull more from? Does he pull more from Democrats or does he pull more from Republicans?
I think he's going to be personally, I think immediately my initial reaction will be equal. Trump, there's a lot of people who are going to vote for Trump because they definitely don't want Democrats, but they don't like the way Trump tweets.
Right.
And they may like how RFK tweets. So they may pull off of him. But Biden, he's a vegetable.
Yeah.
And so they're going to go to RFK. Maybe both. What do you think?
Well, I think that he's going to draw more from the Democrats because he was before and he's recognized in that the name Kennedy is associated with the Democrats. And there are so many apathetic, ignorant voters, they're not stupid, they're ignorant, that will vote for him because of name recognition. I think he'll hurt the Democrats much more. His stand and his spine to expose the Fauci, World Health Organization, etc., and all these lies and stuff, he's done some outstanding work and showing what has actually been going on with the COVID stuff and the vaccines and the lies that have been put out about the research and about remdesivir and all these things. And he goes back to the history that goes back to the HIV era when Fauci got his start in pushing the cancer medication, I forget the name of it now, that was used to treat HIV, and the people that got treated with that are the ones that died. They didn't die of HIV. They died of medical poisoning, just like remdesivir.
RFK Jr., vice president for Donald Trump?
I don't think so. No. I think Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump is going to surprise us.
Christy Noem.
I think Christy Noem could be a good person.
I think so too.
6 months ago, I would have said Kim Reynolds, someone like that.
Christy Noem. I said
Sarah
this a long
Palin
time.
Can still run for me.
Nah, Sarah Palin, I like her, but she's got baggage. But
yeah,
I said
does.
This on the other program. I said Christy Noem and DeSantis were great up and comers, but DeSantis, he did a no-no. He did a fupa. Okay? He should not have done what he has done because Trump had taken care of him. Christy Noem, I said, is not ready for a national level. She's great in South Dakota.
Yeah.
But under the careful wing of somebody like a Donald Trump, she could be the next powerhouse 4 years from now.
Yeah, I think he needs a policy wonk as his vice president, someone who, because Trump is not a policy guy. He's just not. He's a negotiator, right? Some of the best things he did were the Abraham Accords, where he sat people down in a room and actually negotiated a peace, right? Like, that's who he is.
But you can't negotiate with those people because they mean, it's like Khrushchev said back in the 50s during the Cold War, and they said, well, what does it mean when you sign these arms agreements and stuff with us? And they said, it means I've got a pencil.
Right. Well, but the thing about the Abraham Accords is we didn't give up anything in the Abraham Accords. Like, that's the thing. You are absolutely right. When it comes to things like the SALT Treaty and stuff like that, we're going to follow it and they aren't, and that's horrible for us. But in a situation like the Abraham Accords, the U.S. didn't give up anything in that.
And let's be clear. There's a monument.
Yeah,
Trump's image on there. Who's the other? Netanyahu?
Netanyahu.
That's incredible. He's had peace agreements with three Arab nations.
Yeah,
which is not on the tip of my tongue at the moment. And he was working on Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
Incredible.
Yep. And so that's why I think he needs a policy wonk as his vice president. I think I side more with Rayford on, I think RFK will pull more from Democrats, because frankly, the reason Biden won the nomination for the presidency on the Democrat side is there are a whole lot of Democrats who are not on board with socialism.
You know what I think in 1 minute to go? I think they took Biden and Harris because they didn't think they were going to beat Trump. Why give up
your throwaways?
Throwaways, exactly. Why give up your best Dems?
Definitely possible. I think Harris was picked by Biden as an insurance policy because everyone was like, well, we can't impeach Biden now because then we get Kamala Harris, and the only person worse than Joe Biden is Kamala Harris. But I, you know, that's just my pet theory.
And this has nothing to do with I'm a conservative and they're Democrat. It has to do with going back to the Constitution, looking at their histories, and saying,
right.
Sorry, you don't fit the bill. All right, 20 seconds. We're going to take a break. I've got the Colonel, my wingman, Rayford Brown, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, Mac Latimer running for Congress against John Carter, Nanito doing a fantastic job on the board. And when we come back, you know what time it is. It's time for True Stories of Self-Defense. We'll be back in 3 minutes. See you on the other side.
Visit thekaytheater.com for information about movies, private rentals, concerts, and live theater. The K Theater in downtown Rockdale provides local access to entertainment and the arts. The K Theater Foundation is a nonprofit and survives due to the generosity of its donors and volunteers. Find us on Facebook at K Theater or online at thekaytheater.com for upcoming events. Located at 350 North Main Street, Rocktale, Texas, since 1947.
Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did. Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. We're here now with the true stories of self-defense, what to do and what not to do in situations like these. What we do is we take an article from the American Rifleman's, the Armed Citizens column. This one here is from October 2007, page 8, if you have your reference material available. And what we do is we do cold reads, and I basically listen and hear and make my commentary on them. And so we shall start now. The first story reads as follows. Willie Lee Hill says he returned home and butted into a robbery in progress. Police say the suspect struck Hill several times with an unopened soda can, rendering him unconscious. He awoke minutes later, bleeding profusely and half blinded without his glasses. He managed to reach a pistol in his bedroom as the robber returned. Quote, "He lunged toward me," Hill said. "There was only the bed between us, and I shot him, and he fell face first on the bed. He didn't move." Hill says the gun saved his life. Quote, "I can handle a pistol." "So can I," he said. I know that he was going to kill me if I hadn't gotten him first. When police arrived, the suspect told them, I can't feel my legs, and I got what I deserved. You're damn right. You're lucky you're still alive." So what was cool is that Mr. Hill had enough sense to clear the blood away from his eyes, grab his pistol, and take care of the yegg, as we've talked about before, right? Okay. Go ahead there, Nanita. Let me give you the mic. You got it?
Got it. So why do you get the one that has the biggest print, and I got to get this one that I have to put
on? Because I'm blind as a bat, dude.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay, a man was sitting in his vehicle while his wife shopped for groceries. To his horror, three men burst into the store with a gun, appeared to fire, and began robbing customers. The man called 911, then received a call from his wife. "I just heard her saying, 'There's nothing in my purse,' he recollects, and there was a pow. The phone went dead. The man, a concealed handgun license holder, sprang from his vehicle and entered the store with his .45 caliber pistol. He hoped to avoid confronting the bandits, but police say that was not to be. One of the robbers pointed a gun at the man, and he responded by firing two shots at the suspect, injuring him as his accomplices fled. Neither the man's wife nor any others were harmed. 'I was just worried about my wife,' the man said, noting he took no satisfaction in shooting the suspect. 'I just wanted to get her out of there.'"
Anybody who takes satisfaction into shooting somebody has got a challenge. You do it because it's a necessity. Don't get satisfaction out of it. The only satisfaction you could have is, "I saved my family." Mm-hmm. Okay? I get that. But getting satisfaction in shooting somebody, no. The other thing that I have a problem with is, look, when seconds count, the police are minutes away. Calling 911 in a situation like this, it's necessary, I get it, if somebody's able to do it. But if you're the one who's defending the home and you go, "Hey, hold on, Mr. Bad Guy, 911, and they start asking you a multitude of questions, I would just dial 911 and leave the phone off the hook and just take care of business. That's my thoughts.
Yeah. I would like to point out here that, look at the difference here. Hearing the commotion, several neighbors came out of their homes with guns ready to help. Now, they come running out of their homes with their cell phones to record video.
Totally different. Okay, so the next one. Tim Welby was putting tools away when he noticed his back door was suspiciously ajar. According to authorities, he found several signs of burglary and was missing a firearm. "As far as I know, there's an armed person inside my house, so I go and grab my .357 out of my nightstand," Welby explained. That's when he heard noises coming from the garage apartment where his stepson, Tristan Pierce, resides. In the apartment, he encountered a man wearing a motorcycle helmet. Thinking it might be his stepson, he called out, "Tristan?" Silence followed until the helmeted man said, "Please, sir." When Welby knew the man wasn't Tristan, he pointed the gun at him and said, "You move, I got a biohazard on my hands." That's a hell of a warning. Hearing the commotion, several neighbors came out of their homes with guns ready to help. One of them called 911, and the intruder was arrested without incident.
All right, if you all know me, what would be my only critique on this story?
He shouldn't say Tristan in the silence.
No.
No? Okay.
Why wasn't the gun on him in the first place?
Ah.
You had to go retrieve your gun. Ladies and gentlemen,
you
I know.
Put tools away.
I know. Look, I put tools away. And I got one tool packed on my hip, okay? Wherever I go, whatever I do, unless it's a federal facility, I'm not going in there. But I've got heat. You know why? You know why?
Ask me why, Matt?
Because there may be a day when I have to protect your six. And I'm hoping you got some heat on you, too, in case you got to protect my six.
Why is it that federal facilities are the only ones that violate the Second Amendment?
Well, I don't know what the reason is, but I don't want to deal with a federal judge.
And that is a problem in itself. When we fear the federal government,
that's tyranny. Yeah, exactly.
When the people fear the government, that's tyranny. When the government fears the people, it's liberty.
All right. Oh, I got the platinum mic. Johnny Johnson awoke to the sound of a gunshot and his front door being kicked in. A security system alerted the sheriff's office while Johnson phoned his mother. I know you're going to have a comment about that. She told him to avoid heroics and stay low.
Yeah.
But Johnson had other plans. He snuck down the hallway with a 9mm pistol, surprising one of his intruders and shooting him multiple times. Police nabbed the alleged burglars and their getaway driver at a hospital. I'm in the right because it's either me or them, Johnson said. Police agreed. So, I think you're going to say, why is he calling his mommy?
If you're one of my students and you tell me that you called your mommy, I'm going to disavow that I trained you.
Well, you know, he did have a little warning that things were not going well when he heard a gunshot outside of his door. So that would set the justification for shooting the guy at sight. But calling your mom for instructions.
Probably an incel, too. Okay. Go ahead, girl.
Responding to a knock at the door, 22-year-old Carrie Humphrey thought she saw another resident of the apartment building through the peephole. Police say that when she opened the door, however, two strangers forced their way in, one of them toting a .22-caliber rifle. Humphrey's roommate, 24-year-old Michelle Reeder, heard Humphrey's screams and ran to the bedroom where she retrieved a handgun. Reeder returned to the front room where she found Humphrey being held at gunpoint. The intruder then trained the rifle on Reeder and threatened to kill her. In response, she fired several shots, striking her assailant once. The other suspect fled, but the injured intruder continued to struggle, forcing Reeder to stab him. He succumbed to his wounds at the scene as the young women fled to safety.
My gosh, it's a complex story.
Lady and her roommate.
First of all, she went to retrieve the gun. I can understand. Look, if you're not like me, who trains constantly and has something on him at all times, which is most of the time the case with a lot of people, I get it. You have to go retrieve your firearm. And so she did that. That was very good. She missed a few times. That's because of lack of training, depending on the type of gun it is. I'm only critiquing to show, I think it's very great that they did what they did and they protect themselves. But I have to critique so that you may learn. And maybe you say, oh, yeah, I do that too. Stop doing that. It speeds up your timing. It gives you more options. It just enables you to have a different potential outcome on the scenario.
Well, there's a couple of things that I see on this immediately is that she waited until the intruder pointed the gun at her. That means that she presented herself as a target. And you come out. You don't stand up and look around the corner, or you don't walk right out in front of somebody. You come in low. You try to be where they don't expect to see you. And if somebody's holding a weapon, you shoot them. They're a threat.
So okay, I think I got about 3 minutes. 2 minutes? How much time I got, Nino?
Yeah, we got three.
1 minute, that's it? I'm way off on the clock. Okay, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'll tell you what, I want to save this till I got more time? All right. Arnold Schwarzenegger blasts Democrats. They want to F up every city in America. Democrats want to F up every city in America. That's according to Arnold Schwarzenegger. The remark came during a recent installment of a series of blah, 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 with blah, blah, blah. The Terminator star and former Republican governor of California, what it means to be a Republican and what it means to be a Democrat. Let's see here. He says strong law enforcement. He also said, let me see here. Lowe shifted the discussion to the other side of the aisle. Okay, here we go. Asking Schwarzenegger, what does it mean to be a Democrat? Quote, ruin your cities, he responded.
Oh my gosh. That's what the Democrats would say. We are about ruining the cities. We want to F up every city in America. That seems to be the theme right now. I cannot believe he's saying that.
Yeah, but it's the truth.
It's the truth.
It's absolutely the truth.
Well, he says, why is that? Lowe asked.
Because they want anarchy.
No. Schwarzenegger says, I got no idea. We know what it is, but he's got no idea.
Anarchy is a communist tool. And they want, like you say, the Hegelian dialectic
Hegelian
create
dialectic.
A problem,
yep.
And then they're the solution. They've got a ready solution of their own armed force, bigger police department, more rules.
All right, we're going to take a break in about 15 seconds. Until then, 254-697-6633. Mac Latimer running for Congress against John Carter. Christine Stevenson enrolled age with the IRS. My wingman, the Colonel Rayford Brown, Nanito. Running my board. If you got a question for him, me, I'm just hanging around. I'm just the hub. We'll be back. See you in 3 minutes.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Attention to detail. Customer satisfaction. That's what the staff at Budget Host Hotel in Cameron provides. On your travels between major cities or staying in Cameron to visit, book a room at the Budget Host Hotel in Cameron. Modern, updated rooms, pool, free breakfast, jacuzzi rooms, and more. Call now, 254-605-0610, or go online at budgethostcameron.com. See for yourself the attention to detail and be satisfied. Budgethostcameron.com.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, with a pretzel in his mouth. I screwed up. Timing is off. But I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go right to the phone. I got Davis on the line. He wants to give us some information. Davis, welcome to the program. What's on your mind, buddy? Davis, talk to me.
Yes, sir. Yeah, this is Davis Ford of the Central Texas Tea Party. We on the air?
Yeah, we are. Go ahead.
You are on the air.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you. Yeah, this is Davis Ford of the Central Texas Tea Party, and just wanted to make everyone aware of the fact that we are meeting this coming Tuesday at the Harris Center in Belton, Texas, and we will have as our special guest Cindy Castilla. And she's the head of Texas Eagle Forum, which everyone who's in the know will recognize as a good, truly conservative organization. And the topic du jour is going to be the constitutional amendments we're going to be voting on early next month. So everyone needs to show up. The Harris Center is where we're going to be meeting, 6:30 on Tuesday. And that's 401 North Alexander Street. And that's just across the Second Street Bridge from downtown Belton. Go across the bridge, take your first right, go two blocks, and you're there. So we're going to have a very interesting, well-educated speaker. And hopefully Mr. Rayford Brown will be there, too, because I know he knows this stuff like the back of his hand. He's looked at it, studied it, and probably mentioned it on the program. So we're going to provide a cornucopia of wisdom and knowledge for our listening audience, for those who show up. And also, too, we have a little bit in the way of good-tasting, yummy groceries there for people who like.
I'm in. I'm in.
A little sweet cookie.
Food?
Cookies.
You got food?
Yeah, okay. And Rayford makes the best brownies in the whole wide world, by the way, if you guys didn't already know that. So
no, I wouldn't know, because I wouldn't know, Davis, because he doesn't bring them in.
Oh, my gosh. What are we going to do with you, Rayford? We thought you were a nice guy, after
all. The Colonel's mess hall. The Colonel's private mess hall.
Yeah, so anyway, he's not only a good pilot, but he's a great cook besides. Anyway, so 6:30 Tuesday the 17th at the Harris Center on Alexander Street, just across the Second Street Bridge from downtown Belton. Real easy to find, and we welcome you there and hope everyone within the sound of this voice will come out for that meeting.
Yeah. Well, right. Thank you, and we're looking forward to that. Again, 6:30 to sample the brownies, and I'll have to bring some now. I'm now honor-bound to do that, and so we'll see
you're
you
committed.
At Tuesday at the Harris Community Center at 7 o'clock meeting.
Davis, I appreciate the call, buddy. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye. Right.
Take care. Guys,
I'm one of the guys. Just a compliment. Roll with this. This is a good thing.
Let me go over this headline here. U.S. weapons from Afghanistan ended up with Palestinian groups operating in the Gaza Strip. Did you not see that coming? I think Iran asked for permission to go through Iraq and all the other countries to get there to help Hamas.
Okay. The Council on Foreign Relations, I hate to keep bringing this up.
Keep bringing it up.
They run the Five Eyes, the intelligence agencies, and the Israelis got turned in by their own intelligence. Somebody gave them bad information, suppressed information, because they were rehearsing some of this stuff out in the open, and the Hamas was saying, oh, we don't have any bad intentions. Nice people. They're digging tunnels. And
you just brought something up that I should have asked a long time ago. Think about this. Americans didn't know? Israel didn't know?
Yeah.
Is it they did know? And they said, on the American side, said this is a great distraction from the Biden-Hunter thing. Mm-hmm. Whereas Netanyahu goes, yeah, I want to take these suckers out.
Well, okay, now let's look at what's happening in this country right now. You talk about, we point fingers at Israel. We have no idea of what the sleeper cells that are all through this country that are going to come out on the signal and attack once and all at once. This is my theory.
It's happened before. It can happen again.
There also, we have the jihadist training camps all across the United States. There are several here in Texas, the areas down around Houston. We have all kinds of problems.
And because of a lack of time, let me add this article headline to what you just said. Terrorist watch list encounters at U.S. border are up over 7,000%. 7,000%.
Yeah. So, honestly, I'd like to touch on the state of intelligence in this country. So, we've built this system, right, through the... It started with the Patriot Act, where we're collecting just an unreal amount of information across the globe. But I'm sure y'all two know, like, intelligence isn't what you can find out, because you can find out anything. Yeah. It's sorting through it and finding out what's actually real.
Now, with AI, oh, my gosh, that just up the ante, man.
Right, right. And so, but that's actually how these intelligence failures happen. And that's if it was above board failures and stuff like that. Like, they probably absolutely had it on someone's desk that this was going to happen. But there is so much to sort through that we haven't figured that out yet.
Deception.
They
out and out lie. And this is...
I mean, that's true, too. Yeah.
Well, let's go back to the weapons from Afghanistan.
Yeah.
86 point something billion dollars worth of equipment, top-notch equipment that they are now using probably in...
They were carrying AR-15s.
So, and this is why Iran over the last, you know, forever, right, 50 years has been trying to create a land bridge to Israel. And they've done that through funding, you know, Seder and Shia militias in Iraq. They've done that through fomenting the civil war in Syria, creating chaos there, and then basically taking over Lebanon, right? Like, they've created a land bridge where they can move things from not only Iran, but Afghanistan, which everyone forgets actually borders Iran. And so they can actually just move it. They don't have to bribe any governments anymore. They don't have to do any of that. They can just move it by truck to these organizations, whether it be Hezbollah or Hamas or, you know, pick your Iranian funded militias. But that's the thing. And it's there, and we've seen it, and we've known about it, and we still left all of that equipment in Afghanistan ready to be trafficked.
Why this socialist party dumbs down the American populace so they can get what they want done without us saying, hey, wait a minute, you can't do that.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I say
absolutely.
You can't leave that much equipment behind without a plan, and that this is one, it was not ineptitude. That's used to conceal the actual treason that was involved in leaving this equipment. The decisions that were made at very high levels. Leadership in the military, the DOD, is corrupted.
Right. Like, if you made the tactical decision to say, or the strategic decision it would be, at this point, like, okay, we can't transport all our stuff back, then there's a pretty easy solution to that.
You spike it.
Blow it up. Yeah, you spike it, right, whether that be blowing it up or just, you know, making it and it like
yeah, but
non-useful
you know what?
In
I have
another
a very good
way.
Friend of mine who told me of a story of a special ops team being overrun, have a Humvee, didn't want the enemy to get the equipment, puts a white woolly pee on top of it, burns the engine out, it gets charged for the expense.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what I've been talking about with the military, right? It's just this absurd bureaucracy that really makes us look like a clown show, and it's absolutely ridiculous.
Let me know how much time I got.
About
3 minutes. Okay. With that, I want to end with a high note. Okay.
Love to.
Biological men take gold and silver at Chicago women's cycle races. Two transgender individuals who were born as men came first. Bad choice of words. Came first and second in a woman's cycling. I'm laughing because he's laughing. Cycling event in Chicago last week, prompting calls for stricter rules on such events to be implemented. The pair, who are clearly biological male, continue to dominate. Look, I said it before. I'll say it again. You guys who are transgender or going to women and competing against women, your whole life's a loss. You're a freaking loser. You are such a loser. It's disgusting. You should just go put your head down in shame. You're such a loser. Okay? If you can't realize that you may have this identity as a woman, I'm not knocking you on that. I'm knocking on you because you're an idiot. You're a fool. You're a loser for trying to compete against a woman. If that's the only way you can win.
I got a quick announcement to follow that up with.
All right, go ahead.
All right, Green Tree Farms Grace Trail. Now, this is Commissioner Bill Schumann's wife, and they have a farm, Green Tree Farms. They have a Grace Trail, which is gratitude, release, acceptance, challenge, and embrace. And they're opening this afternoon at 1 o'clock. You can go to the website. You can find them on Facebook. A reservation, RSVP, is recommended 254-938-2103.
Mac Latimer, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so you can get a hold of me. The best way is by phone, text me, call me. That's 361-834-1380. You can go to my website, you can Google me, and all my contact information is on the website. So find me that way.
Go ahead.
My number is 737-234-0196. Later today, my postcard with QR scan code will be on the website of Aaron's Gun Shop.
It will try to. Maybe a day or so. Okay, until next week, ladies and gentlemen. Great time. Nito, thank you. God bless. Keep your powder dry.